Hey everybody, Devin Boger here, 500 Days Happier, Day 11. In my first one, I pulled this quote from a TED Talk by Sean Aker. It was called The Happiness Advantage, and he cites some research that says that about 10% of your long-term happiness can be predicted by your outside world. Circumstances, what happens to you. And I've been thinking a lot about that. I think it's because I'm being mindful about little things. Something I've always known and at times experienced a sort of like undermining guilt over is like I know I'm fortunate, which you know, I come from a middle-class family with two parents. I'm a white American. I have the privilege that comes with that. I've got my health, a loving wife, two kids. I'm employed. I have a roof over my head, a bed to sleep in. I mean, pretty much anything I could want. And so you could look at my life and you say, so what do you have to be unhappy about? Thing is I'm aware that my biggest demons are internal and not the external, because it's actually quite obvious. I mean, it's the only possible answer for how those with little might be happy, but those with everything might not. See, money doesn't buy happiness, because happiness isn't something external and tangible in its own right. It's an experience that comes from within. You can be well-to-do and secure, but still be unhappy. Two kids can be raised in the same house, but one might grow up with much different traumas than the other. It's not that this means that unhappiness is the fault of the one experiencing it. It's just, there's a way out. Is it easy? No. And it's probably full of heartbreak and pushback and struggle and severed relationships, but the door exists. And it can be opened from within. Personally, I've strayed away from delving into the details of my struggles over the past 11 days. I don't know that I'm ready to cast light on any of those shadows yet. Don't know if I will be. I will say this, though. I've been in and out of therapy for 10 years. On and off medications for 10 years. In and out of deep depression and crippling anxiety for longer. And it's only in the past 9 months that I've finally managed to find the strength and clarity to say enough is enough. And it was after nearly hitting rock bottom. I decided 2020 would be the year that I would finally do the work. I'm nowhere near done. But what I've learned is that the work is in fact doable. I learned about radical acceptance and decided that I wasn't going to live my life trying to be whoever and whatever others wanted me to be anymore. That I needed to learn to love me, the real me, and put myself first. That I didn't need the approval of others to know my self-worth, nor did I need to define that worth based on my productive output or how much blood, sweat, and tears I've spilled. And things are looking up. I've learned to set boundaries, to speak my truth, to be more comfortable with myself and who that person is, to say no, to value my personal health and happiness, to understand that I have to take care of me before I can truly take care of others. But I'm still learning and definitely experienced a fair share of stumbles. All this is to say that while I might still be in the thick of the struggle, I can see the light. And that light's me. I know now that I can get better, that I can be happier, that I'm enough, and that I have a path forward, even if it's difficult. The same is true for you. You and I are not defined by others or our experiences. We are defined by how we persevere, our attitude, and the choices we make for ourselves. You and I have it within us, not to choose happy, but to choose a future with happiness in it. I'm on day 11. One of the top ways of improving long-term happiness is gratitude, and that's what I've been doing, and I have to say, I can feel the difference. I wake up every day feeling a sense of positive change, and it takes 30 seconds a day. You don't have to have major, huge things to be grateful for either. They could be so little, and still you're going to feel the impact. I mean, I've also been exercising every day, and that's another way of improving long-term happiness. So technically, I'm on day 11 of two strategies. But here we go today. Little thing number 41, The Office. Oh my God, I love that show. I could go on and on and on, but if you've seen it, you know. Little thing number 42, music. I honestly couldn't make it through a day without music. It helps me to feel, to process, to think, to move, to enjoy life. I also, I have to be real, I really enjoy singing. When I'm in the car, I kind of go all out. I love playing it too. I pretty much do it by ear entirely, but yeah. Little thing number 43. Arizona Herbal Tonic. I don't know why, but they're my favorite. I had one this morning. I forgot it was in my fridge, and I have to say, they hit different right after the gym. Number 44. 39 degree days in January. That was yesterday, but whew, it was nice. Went on a 2-mile run over lunch in a t-shirt, soaked up the sun. It was amazing. Back tomorrow.